On the day I walk through the museum, workers are building a back staircase and a painter is touching up the walls. Executive Director John Nagel seems to be enjoying this final rush before the doors open.
Well, it's pretty exciting. It's been several years.
Nagel joined the board of the International Photography Hall of Fame and Museum back in 2005. Talk was just beginning then about a move from an Oklahoma City science museum. Nagel lobbied for St. Louis. And he says the arts community here has met the IPHF with open arms.
Everybody believes that this is going to be a fabulous tourist attraction, cultural advantage to St. Louis, and everybody's delighted that St. Louis is our new home. We are too.
A photographer and teacher, Nagel pushed for St. Louis partly because the area has 14 colleges and universities with photography programs. He says IPHF can help students and photographers connect, and it can educate them about photography's history, some of it from the not-so-distant past.
We've had college-age interns who never developed a roll of film and never saw a print develop in a tray, and we can demonstrate that here.
On display throughout the new space is much older photographic equipment.
I have to take us over to this mammoth camera.
Some of it so big it looks like furniture.
This is a studio camera that has its own stand with casters on the bottom of it. You can wheel it around the studio.
Well, it's kind of pretty. I mean, it's beautiful wood and...
It's very sculptural, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to use it.
And of course, with all these cameras, there are bound to be lots of photographs. In the museum's first exhibit, Nagel says they chose to feature nature photography, including the work of Peter Dombrowski. The Latvian-born photographer spent much of his career focused on ecological efforts in Tasmania. Nagel shows me a haunting image of a river in motion.
And you can see the swirling eddies of the water coursing through a rock canyon. And this is one of the examples that the photography of Dombrowski was instrumental in preventing this dam from being constructed.
That's a beautiful photograph. It's almost like a painting.
Yeah. You can almost hear the water.
The IPHF has 71 inductees in its Hall of Fame, and its collection boasts prints from Dorothea Lange, Ansel Adams, and Alfred Eisenstadt. In order to preserve the prints, they'll remain on display only for short durations. Right now, Yusef Karsh's iconic portrait of Winston Churchill, staring fixedly at the camera, hangs in a corner.
The story goes that Karsh felt he wasn't getting the expression that he wanted, so before one of the photographs, he reached up and pulled the cigar out of Churchill's mouth, got this expression, took the picture, and said, "Thank you, Mr. Churchill."
Nagel says it's the museum's mission to tell photography's story, whether about its early innovators or a glimpse into a great photographer's process. And now that the IPHF is finally settled in its new home in St. Louis, the organization is ready for the next chapter. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.